Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's hook into the weekend racing ahead of us at both Randwick and Eagle Farm. Big, big meet at the farm, including the Queensland Derby. So we've got $3 million races on the card for Eagle Farm. Chris Nelson, our SEN track analyst, is on the line. G'day, Chris.
Good morning, Matty. And yeah, it's a massive weekend, particularly up here with two Group 1s, the Derby, as you mentioned, and the Kingsford Smith Cup. And the meeting at Randwick's quite a good one as well. So looking forward to the weekend.
All right, well, let's start in Sydney. Looks as though the weather's going to be okay. I haven't done a long-term forecast, but there hasn't been much rain around at all, mate. It's been one of those really dry, cool, but dry weeks. So let's start at race four here. 10 races on the card at Randwick on Saturday.
Yeah, I like one here on an each-way basis, and it's number 7, Tashi, trained by Team Snowden. Now, I only had the one trial last campaign and ran second first up. This time in, has had the benefit of two trials, 895 metres and 1,050 metres. The latest trial was in a really good heat. Eduardo won the trial. King of Sparta was there as well. They're both up here for the Group 1 on Saturday. She clocked in third. She ran, she's only beaten 1.2 lengths there, Tashi. So I think she's got plenty of upside. She's only lightly raced. She's in the right stable. We probably just want to keep an eye on the market moves close to the race. If she stays solid, well, there is market support. I think we should follow it closely. So we'll kick off with her, Tashi, race four, number 7.
Okay, race six is over 2,000 metres, a big field here. The Snowdens have another one in Unspoken, which is hovering around that favouritism mark. Which way are you going here?
Well, I'm not going to knock Unspoken at all, but I'm going with Naval College, number 12. Now, Naval College has only had the two Australian outings. Probably should have won first up, was a little bit unlucky. And then the latest was a good on-paced win and beat a horse by the name of Queensway. Now, Queensway came out and won at Canterbury yesterday and won by panels. So that's very strong form. I think this is a nice type in the making, a Naval College. I think can win again. So we'll go with number 12 in race 6, Naval College. We might even get each way at that price if you want to go down that path, but I'm pretty confident.
Okay, number 12, race 6 there at Randwick. So that brings us up to Eagle Farm. A couple of group ones here. Gee, it's going to be a good day. What's the weather like up there?
Unbelievable, Matty. If you could be anywhere in Australia, I'm sure you'd pick Queensland at the moment because I looked at the 10-day forecast about 5 minutes ago and every day just has a picture of the sun, not even clouds, just straight sun, nothing else. And I think we're mainly tops around 22, 23 degrees. So the weather is just ideal. No rain at all on the horizon. This is what the winters are like up here. They generally are. The last couple haven't been, but this one looks as though it's going to be that way.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so great conditions ahead of us at Eagle Farm. Before we get to the group ones, you've got something in race 5, the Fred Best Classic.
A very important race, Stradbroke-wise. One of the favourites, number 2, Yellow Brick, hasn't even got into the Stradbroke yet. He goes around in this race, so he needs to win it to get into it. And I think he will. He's very, very smart. He's won 6 of 8, placed on a further 2 occasions. He resumed at the Sunshine Coast a few weeks ago. He won the Guineas there, and he won it really well. I mean, he sat 3 wide the entire trip. That last 100 metres was probably his strongest of the race. He wasn't entitled to even win, yet pull away from them late. So he was vulnerable first up, you would have thought, fitness-wise. He came through with flying colours. He's drawn a lot better. He won't get caught wide on Saturday. He'll race up, but I would say somewhere in the first 5 or 6, and I think he can win his way through to the Stradbroke in a couple of weeks' time. So we'll go with him, race 5, number 2, Yellow Brick, and we'll make him the best of the day.
Okay, beauty. Race 5, number 2, best of the day at Eagle Farm. Race 6 is the BRC Sires Produce. So Group 1 million-dollar race. A couple of your faves here, Felix the Scat starting long odds, Armed Forces. You've had a good couple of cracks at as well. So what's your thought process around this one?
And I'm lining up for number 3 with Armed Forces, who, of course, finished down the track on debut on a heavy track, just did not handle it. And then came up here to Doomben and ran a cracking second in the Champagne a couple of weeks ago behind Sofrado. Now, sat on speed that day. They went like crazy in front, set it up for the back markers, and that's what Sofrado did. So Armed Forces, I think, will take a lot of improvement from that run. I know he's drawn a wide gate here. I'd be surprised if J-Man can just ease him out of the gates. Look for a little bit of cover. I don't think he'll be rushing forward or anything like that. If he can get across one off the fence, great. If not, and he sits three wide with cover, that's okay as well. I think he's a really nice type through the trials, and he showed that last start. That first start run we need to forget completely. So we'll stick with him, and we'll get a good each-way price about number seven, Armed Forces in the size produce.
J-Mac's going to be on a very, very short price favourite for the next, the Queensland Derby, 2,400 metres. I guess the question here is, I mean, where else do you go if you're not going to go Kovalika here?
Well, and that's a very good question, because the horse that I've got in for second is a horse by the name of Fame, who was $50, is currently around $21. So I'm certainly going wide for my second tip, and a lot of others might be going down that path as well. But it's very hard to go past a Kovalika. I mean, I know he had that foot abscess. He missed the Rough Habit Plate. They had to send him around in the Doomben Cup last Saturday, and that was an outstanding run. He's run third to weight for age horses, some of the best weight for age horses in the country. He's back here against his own age. His fitness level should be fine. And look, he's had 8 starts for 5 wins. He's yet to put in a run where it hasn't been. He hasn't put in a bad run, put it that way. He's always trying. If he doesn't win, he's never far away. He's running on, or he's doing the right thing, as of a perfect example last week in that stronger grade. So J-Mac will just bounce him out. I don't think he'll have any trouble running out the 2,400 metres. I think he'll be winning the Derby, but you have to take a pretty short price. As I said, if you're looking for exotics, number 14, Fame, one of Peter Moody's. Last couple of wins in Victoria have been really good, shows a turn of foot. And number 2, The Vows, who keeps running good races. Bit of a query at 2,400 metres, but we'll take the punt. So 1, Kovalika, 14, Fame, and 2, The Vows.
And then we've got race 8, the Kingsford Smith Cup. Now, this is a much more open race than the Derby.
Much more open, Matty. And again, there's some horses here that need to win to get into the Stradbroke. I think, or think about it, number 11, well-fancied runner is one of those. I think we'll think about it. Joe Pride trains, Sam Clipperton will ride. Form in New South Wales is first rate. Of course, comes off a first up win at Gosford in the takeover Target a few weeks ago. So it's going to be hard to beat. Oh, I'm going with a bit of value here. Number 2, A Case of You. Interesting runner. Mark Zara rides for Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. in Victoria. 3 starts in the country, Moonee Valley, Eagle Farm and Doomben. They've all been in good races, but unfortunately he's drawn wide gates on each occasion. So he's had to go back for last, and he's run on very well. The latest was a real eye-catcher behind Giga Kick. He finally draws a good gate. He'll probably settle around midfield, no worse. And from there, I think he'll be hard to hold out. And he's looking for a Stradbroke run as well. So number 2, A Case of You. Happy to back him each way in race in the Kingsford Smith number 2. If he fails, I'll jump off, but I don't think he will.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy the weekend. A big, big day there at Eagle Farm. And we've got plenty to think about and plenty to look at, both at the farm and at Randwick as well. So have a good one. We'll do it again next week.
Look forward to it. You too, Matty, and everyone listening.